Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies becoming clear as the day goes on. Highs around 50 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 26 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning, on the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the Trump administration has vowed to break up the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Coming up, we'll hear why climate scientists and meteorologists worry about that. That story and more coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's news coverage is possible because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. Our members care so much about being informed, they're willing to send in $10, $25 or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters, so does yours. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org and make your year-end pledge today. And thanks.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today, although we've got some clouds in the area. Highs around 50 degrees today. It's 26 in Lawrence, 26 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
You just sit here and explain why nothing can ever work and nothing can ever change. You are throwing in the towel on this country.
There are major risks, though. We'll talk through those and the potential upside on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Today, the Sunday Puzzle played by listener Josh McIntyre, no relation to me. Coming up after that, we'll hear about a new children's book, They and They Walk On. A little boy deals with the loss of his grandmother. That and much more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
We're looking for highs around 50 degrees today, winds from the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 26 degrees in Atchison, 27 in Manhattan, 26 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom just ahead. It's been a Christmas Eve tradition for 100 years. Join us Wednesday morning for the broadcast from England of a festival of nine lessons and carols featuring the King's College Choir. For many people, this annual event from Cambridge marks the official start of Christmas. Join us for a festival of nine lessons and carols at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today. Highs around 50 degrees. Winds from the southeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. It's 26 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Acts which it says will not go unpunished.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A small airplane headed to Olathe made an emergency landing on a highway in southwest Missouri yesterday. KSHB reports that the plane was traveling from Memphis, Tennessee, when it was forced to land on northbound U.S. 65 near Springfield, Missouri. Two occupants in the plane were not injured. Troopers say the plane did not collide with any other vehicles on the highway, but the plane did sustain significant damage and northbound traffic was affected. The FAA will perform an investigation. The Sedgwick County Zoo is mourning the loss of a chimpanzee born there 41 years ago. KWCH reports that Moana was euthanized after his quality of life significantly declined due to various age-related factors. Moana was born in October 1984, the first chimp ever born at the Sedgwick County Zoo. Zoo officials describe Moana as playful, laid-back, and affectionate. Kansas State University has announced plans to hold their first K-State relays this spring. Athletics Director Gene Taylor and head track and field coach Travis Gepfert say the inaugural K-State relays will take place April 10th and 11th with six different relay events and seven field events. The competition will be a high school-only event, will feature a condensed schedule, and will crown both a boys and girls team champion. More information, including details about schedules and tickets, will be announced in the coming months. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Unseasonably warm temperatures in the week ahead. Mostly sunny skies today, highs around 50 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny with highs again in the 50s. Unseasonably warm temperatures through the week, with highs getting up to the 70s on Wednesday and Thursday. It's 26 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
The radio's budget shortfall is around $1.5 million. But back in the studio, El Sadik is determined.
We will continue fighting on this, and we will keep hoping.
The Bunga's budget will run out in April. With a financial crisis looming, El Sadik says much more is at stake than the future of the dozen journalists who work here. Many Sudanese people may die, he says, for want of reliable information in a time of war. For NPR News, I'm Indy Schultens in Amsterdam.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Have the holidays got you stressed out, worried about overindulging? Coming up, tips and strategies to get you through the week ahead. Allison Aubrey with Holiday Tips. Coming up at 8:35 this morning on Weekend Edition Sunday. One tip for the holidays. Join us for Prairie Journal later today as we celebrate the season KPR style. Join the folks at your favorite public radio station as we share some holiday memories and songs of the season. It's a very merry Prairie Journal.
It was almost beyond belief that I could say hello to Santa twice a day.
I am the sledding expert in the state of Kansas.
Dash away, dash away, dash away all!
It's all on A Very Merry Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, and a special rebroadcast Christmas night, 7 p.m. on KPR 2.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs getting up to around 50 degrees. It's 27 in Lawrence, 27 in Atchison.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, some New Orleans leading musicians share some stories of their favorite Christmas songs. That coming up at about 8:50. Here on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of some of our favorite Christmas songs, hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. We'll hear Christmas songs like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Blue Christmas, and Christmas in Prison. We're celebrating the holidays KPR style on A Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Mostly sunny skies today, highs around 50 degrees. It's 28 degrees in Lawrence, 29 in Atchison.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Progressive Insurance.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
No matter where you are when you get the news of the day, at your home, at your office, in the car, on the go, Your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news around the things that matter to you. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.